Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk to our man, Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell on a Tuesday. And Wes, it is always good to talk with you.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
We're doing good. Just trying to figure things out as we continue to move forward with this football team. We do want to talk a little college football playoff with you, as now we know what this looks like. But let's start with last Sunday. First of all, I don't even want to say underrated, because I've been there and I said this all week. Like, their fans show up, but that's a tough place to play, isn't it?
Are you talking about Vegas?
No, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota. No, Minnesota's a real deal. Minnesota's legit. Yeah, absolutely legit. And here's the thing, and we said it on the air a couple times, they were in the seats like when the national anthem was played. I mean, like, in the seats. Because Dave and I both looked at each other after the national anthem was over. I'm like, these people are here. I mean, they were on site and ready to go and locked in and in the chair. And the same thing happened that started the second half, too. I mean, they were like when they – and I know how halftime gets away from people.
Right.
Mike.
Right. I don't even get it. That's part of the reason why I sit where I sit, because the bar is literally right behind the aisle. So it's time critical. Boy,
strategic planning.
Thank you.
Strategic. I love it. Good preparation on your part. Win before you play the game, Mike. The idea of that place, though, is it's a great environment. I would say this. I told somebody this last night. It's now on my list that if I were to tell you, like, everybody always asks me, hey, you do all these great college games, you've done the NFL, and I've told you guys, I've just been blessed to do it. I tell everybody to go to Green Bay, tell everybody to go to Arrowhead, and now I would tell you go to Minnesota.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, it was something to see. And, you know, one thing that we talked about is, you know, we get the pass rush, but we just don't get the pass rush when it really mattered. Explain to me what it looked like from the booth. I know what it looked like from television. It looked like Keystone Cops with the secondary. One of the ball that was deflected. But, I mean, what's going on there? We got some really good veteran coaches that coach defense and secondary on this team, too.
Well, I put it on – I mean, people kind of knew where we were based on – I put a quick story on the Instagram, my Instagram account Sunday to show everybody we're kind of in a corner there, right? Mm-hmm. So it puts us in a unique angle. So when the ball goes floating down the field away from us or towards us, you can kind of tell whether it's going to be caught. Is it going to be a competitive play, whatever. And the ball, the first touchdown he threw to Justin Jefferson. I mean, when I saw Mike Hughes corkscrew himself on the ground, I went, oh, no. Hughes turned the wrong way on the ball. And there was nobody else there. So it was just a matter of, you know, how long did he want to take to get in the end zone? Yeah, the coverage on the back end on the explosives was really, really not good at all. You're right about the pressure, and to be honest with you, that's the second straight game we've seen really solid pass rush pressure. I think we said on the air, first time in better than 5 years, they've had four more sacks in back-to-back games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about where that is, but the explosives crushed them. And, you know, Atlanta, once again, the defense and offense didn't marry one another, which I know is disappointing for Raheem and his staff, because you didn't turn your possessions into touchdowns. You turned a couple of them into field goals. And against a group like that, you got to be turnover free, and you got to be touchdown present in every possession you get.
We're talking with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, as we discuss our team in the midst of a 4-game losing streak. We get Vegas on Monday night. We're trying to figure out how to get right. And, you know, the penalties were also a big part of this, right? I mean, look, the interceptions and, you know, that stuff is one thing. The penalties, 127 yards. Wes, you're not going to win many football games doing that.
No, and Dave made this point, and I don't agree with him. I mean, I don't disagree with him on this. All of a sudden, and I said this on the air, somebody must have said something to someone, you know, before the game about holding. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if you look at it, Atlanta had twice the number of holding calls in the game that they had. I mean, maybe three, four times what the average is per game, right?
Right.
I mean, when they came into the ball game, they were, I think, close to single digits still in holding calls during the year. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're getting five and six in a game. What in the hell? So somebody must have said something, or Alex Kemp's got this crew that is zoned in on a specific, you know, piece of the game where they're going to call holding. So that was frustrating. And then, again, I'll go back to the turnovers, because you maximize the turnovers. And really, let's be honest, you're 21 all, mm-hmm. and you go down the touchdown, and then all of a sudden you fumble a kick. And you fumble a kick in a one-score game, that's a death nail. And the third touchdown is just gravy for the Vikings. But those are the turning points for me. The penalties were certainly out of character and something we had not seen all year. So that was frustrating, I know. But at the same time, too, the turnovers and the missed ops were certainly frustrating, I think, even more so in determining the game.
Yeah, that's the thing, Wes. I mean, you could argue that especially some of the holding calls, one on Lindstrom, that's garden variety. You could call, I mean, I know we say it all the time, you could call it on every single play, and the game would take 5 hours to play if you did so. But I've never seen holding on a defense on a field goal attempt. That was a new one for me.
That's a beauty. Again, Alex Kemp and his crew must have like this Pruder of, you know, interior holding working for them or something, because they're looking for something that no other crew in the league is looking for, in my opinion, Mike, when you see stuff like that.
But again, as we said, as Wes Durham joins us, you know, unfortunately the game flipped and you couldn't match. I thought Pitts, you know, there was one where out where it was not a great route on the TV broadcast. Olsen talks about it. He drops the pass. But then Kirk has him wide open, but he doesn't throw it down. I guess Arch would know more about this, Wes. But he throws it behind Pitts. If he throws it right down the middle between the hash marks, we had a touchdown. And we're not talking about Pitts not being a factor on this team.
That's it. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think the missed ops, again, we talk about them in literalness of penalties and turnovers. I think they're also in execution. And I would concur with you on that, too. I think, you know, the symmetry and the rhythm that they had offensively early in the year has kind of gone by the board here a little bit. That's something that now with where we are, and let's be honest about this, guys, these last four are going to all count now, right? Mm-hmm. In a way that maybe we haven't thought of before. And so I think, you know, you got to, if you're Raheem and your staff and your players in that locker room, it's not as much about who you're playing now, although that's pretty important. It's really about getting it back to that standard that you had going early in the season when you were, you know, feeling good about yourself and winning some ball games.
Do sacks matter?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too. But, you know, we complained all these last few weeks about, no, not enough sacks, and they'd get them, and we're still not winning. It's like, what is the deal? Like, I get it. It's timely sacks, right? That's what I've been saying. It's when you get them. But I still want more. It's not like we can shut it down. I still need more sacks on Sunday or Monday against the Raiders. But we got them, Wes, and it didn't matter.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Last 2 weeks, right? Frustrating. But, you know, let's see what happens here going forward. But, yeah, when I looked at that note, that, you know, you hadn't had four or more in consecutive games for the first time in, what, 5 years, Carl? Maybe longer than that? Yeah, that's one of those where you shake your head and go, well, damn, we got the sacks, but what good's it doing?
Right. And we'll ask Coach on Thursday. We have to wait till Thursday because the Monday broadcast, but Thursday we'll be up at Flowery Branch exclusive. We'll ask him some of these questions. One thing I didn't understand, Wes, was a perception for me of inconsistency on when we go for it on fourth down and when we don't. You know, and I just thought that, you know, you get a gift on that on the offsides. It's now fourth and two at midfield. I just felt that we've seen him go for it in even less advantageous field position. So, I mean, I'm curious why there's some inconsistency there.
Well, the thing with me about the fourth and two, and you're talking about you punt it and not kick the field goal, mm-hmm. or punt it and not go for it, right?
Punt it, not go for it. Right.
Yeah, to me, you're looking at time and space, and you know, defensively now, see, to Carl's point, you're playing well, right? I mean, except for the explosives. So go ahead and punt it, see what you get out of it, see if you can get a stop, trap them deep, and maybe win the field and have a fresh start, and don't change the game. Problem was you punted it and gave up the score.
Right.
That was the issue, I think, more than anything else. And look, the four touchdowns, okay?
And you also, and by the way, you also gave up, you punt from the 47, and you don't get good field position because it's a touchback. So you net like 35 yards on the kick.
If that, yeah. And I would argue, I mean, I would point this out too. The fact that you gave up four touchdowns in four straight possessions in the second half is the reason you lost the game.
Yep, yep.
All the stuff that went in the first 30 minutes, you tied the game up at 21, right? I mean, you know, you survived the start of the second half, maybe not getting exactly what you wanted, but then you tied the game at 21. The game was fresh and in front of you when the other stuff did not, the other stuff didn't capture, you didn't capture it. You left all that stuff hanging out there. And that's probably got to be the most frustrating part of this for everybody involved, fans, broadcasters, players, coaches, the whole nine yards, is that all of a sudden they went on a run at the back end of the game that you couldn't stop, nor could you counterpunch to it. And that's probably the part that, you know, is sticking in the craw. But, again, you go back to where you are in the season, you cannot let that linger now, right? You have to absolutely focus on winning these last four games. And it may take Carl and Mike winning the last four.
Yep.
And that's something we had not – we weren't thinking about that a month ago, I can tell you that.
Wes, last thing for me, who do you like in this tournament? Now that we know the 12 teams, who do you like?
I like somebody from one of the first round games to get to the semifinals.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. There will be an upset. I agree.
Yeah, I think somebody who plays in the first round is getting to the semifinals, and I'm not – and if you call me when we get to the quarterfinals, I might be able to give you the team I think that could go through to the finals, okay? Injuries are going to be a part of this. You're going to see it play out right now with Carson Beck, even though they don't play for, 3 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. Injuries are going to be a factor in this thing. They're going to be a factor for more than just Georgia. They're going to be a factor with everybody. The environment of the on-campus games, I think I said this to you guys a month ago, I think it's going to be unique to college football. We've never seen anything like it, and I'm going to be interested to see what road team can win, because a road team will win one of these four, I think.
I think you agree, Wes.
Just a matter of which one.
And, Wes, I think we'll see it maybe 16 as soon as next year. But one thing for certain,
won't be next year.
But, Wes, the way the quarterfinals are set up, there's no way a team like Boise State with the 89th worst schedule in the country should be getting a bye and in the quarterfinals. They got to sing for their supper. That's just
okay, I'm going to have to come in studio in the spring or something. We'll just sit there, and I'll discuss with you why people like Boise State are in the top four and how all this works. And Ward Manuel walked himself into a jail cell last Tuesday night. Okay?
Right. No, he boxed himself into a corner with the stuff by saying they were going to be static if you weren't in the college football, if you weren't in your conference playoff, the championship.
And he did enough damage that I think there is building momentum to scrap the last ranking show prior to the conference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Conference championships, where you would release the poll the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Follow me on this, okay? You'd release the poll Tuesday before Thanksgiving. You would play the final week of the regular season. You would not have any sort of poll between the end of the regular season and the end of the championship game. Because what you did not want to do, you did last week. And that was, you gave people, if those championship games were not good last week, okay? And let's say that people that participate in conference championship games, let's say they weren't as good as Clemson, SMU, Georgia, Texas, and Penn State, Oregon being one possession roughly games or at the horn or overtime, right? You only had one of those get away from you, and that was the Iowa State game against Arizona State. But when you start thinking about the conference championship game, those are financial investments and wins for those schools and the conferences, right?
But the Mountain West, you can't stack the Mountain West.
Tuesday night, they were useless.
Yeah. But you can't stack the Mountain West up against the other, let's be honest, Big 12, ACC, even the ACC. Mountain West is not, it's not.
Well, I appreciate you giving me even the ACC, Mike.
Even the ACC. Yeah, because this year, it's the year you say even the ACC, because it's a bad year for the ACC.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, listen, Clemson's playing well. It's going to be interesting.
Got two in. Mike.
It's going to be interesting.
A week ago, wasn't sure they're going to let any of us in.
Right? Wes, looking forward to the Monday night game. We got to get back right.
You guys coming to Vegas, right?
You guys
do Vegas?
No,
Mike?
We're not.
No, Wes, we're patriotic. We'll be at Army-Navy, unlike you.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. But we are.
Hey, Carl, I give you a lot of respect for wearing that burnt orange in the building on Saturday.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, baby. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Georgia fans know where I'm at.
Tell them Earl Campbell, Ricky Williams.
364 days of the year, I'm all about UGA.
Right.
Not so much. Hey, but it was a great game. I'll say that. And by the way,
those two teams
have a chance to play again, which is crazy.
Third time. Sure. Let's go three times.
We'll see. All right, we got to run,
Ollie
man.
Ollie Frazier. All right, take care.
You too, Wes.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.